Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and got a good program of bluegrass music lined up for you. All sorts of people from Rhonda Vincent, Gibson Brothers, Bill Munro, Scott Brennan, Seldom Seen, Wires and Wood. I told you there's all sorts of people, but we're going to kick off straight away with Lonesome River Band from the album Chronology that came out about 2012, and they do some lovely songs as always, whatever the configuration of the band is, and we're going to start off with a song called Am I a Fool? Lonesome River Band.
Never thought I would see you again, and I was sure we had come to the end. But here you are, and you're back at my door. My foolish heart is gone and let you in once more. Am I a fool for hanging on? How many times will I sing the same old song? Hanging on. You made a promise that you'd never leave. How many times I want to leave? Am I just setting myself up to take the fall? Cause here I am again just waiting for your call. Am I a fool for hanging on? Times will I sing the same old song? I'm gonna love you till all hope is gone. Am I a fool for hanging on? Saying, love you one more day. Am I a fool for hanging on? How many times will I sing the same old song? I'm gonna love you till all hope is gone. Am I a fool for hanging on? I'm gonna love you till all hope is gone.
They always always sound good, don't they? The Lonesome River Band, no matter who was playing. Now, in that one, I've got it here right in front of me. Brandon Rickman was doing the lead vocals there. He plays guitar. Randy Jones on mandolin. Barry Reed on bass. Sammy Shalor on banjo. What a great banjo player. And Mike Hartgrove on fiddle. And regardless of the combination, they sound like the Lonesome River Band. Well, here's another young lady who does a fine job no matter what she's doing and who's with her. Rhonda Vincent from the All American Girl album. Here's a tune written by Al Wood called Rhythm of the Wheels.
Listen to the rhythm of the wheels go round, hypnotic sound of the driver on this old train. If I don't get caught by a railroad guard, I'll sleep tonight in a lumberyard in the next old town. She pulls in. Listen to the rhythm of the wheels go round, hypnotic sound of the driver on this old train.
Doing a great song. I'd like to dedicate that to Alan Rhodes of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, who loves train songs, and he lives in an area of New Zealand that has absolutely no train tracks in it whatsoever. Maybe that's why he likes them so much. But on playing on that one, she had the driver of the train, Kenny Ingram, on banjo. Didn't he drive that beautifully? Cody Kilby on acoustic guitar, Darren Vincent playing acoustic Dick Bass. Good to have a brother who can play bass. Rhonda played the mandolin, did the lead vocal. Josh Williams did some harmony. Hunter Berry played fiddles. And of course, that essential for a progressive bluegrass band is we had Greg Cole on the pizza box. And you may be surprised to know that some brushes on a pizza box is almost exactly the right sound to support the offbeat in for the mandolin offbeat, really. The pizza box with a set of brushes sounds just right. So it's always worthwhile to do that. I wonder how they found that out. Too many pizzas at the band practices, I guess. Oh, who are we going to hear now? We're going to hear from Baylor Fleck. Baylor Fleck, together with Tony Trischka, visited New Zealand a couple of decades ago, courtesy of Barry Talkington of the Pippi Pickers and Nat Talkington, and they came down to Hamilton and did a concert that I organised in Hamilton, and it was wonderful to see these astonishingly good banjo players play some music. I didn't get to spend as much time with them as I would have liked, but it was neat that they came to New Zealand, and I hope they enjoyed it. Well, Baylor Fleck has got a recent album out, and I'm just looking for the date. I think it's 2021, and he's got all of his favourite bluegrass musicians on it in different combinations and playing tunes that he has written, and it's got some great songs on it. And I'm going to play you a tune called The Old North Woods. Michael Cleveland on fiddle, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Andy Leftwich on fiddle, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Cody Kilby again on guitar, we just heard him, Paul Coert on bass, Dominic Leslie on mandolin, and of course Baylor Fleck on banjo. And later in the program we're going to hear another tune. He writes some wonderful music, but here's The Old North Woods. Thank you. Well, there's a lot of energy going into that song. Tell me about it. Well, that's got a lot of good things happening there all the way through it. That was The Old North Woods by Bela Fleck and a wonderful entourage of musicians. We'll hear from him a little bit later on with a different lineup. Right now, we're going to hear from the Gibson Brothers from the album In the Ground. Love the harmony of the Gibson Brothers. Just sounds great. Their voices work well. I love their choice of songs. Lee Gibson on guitar and lead and harmony vocals. Eric Gibson on banjo, lead and harmony vocals. Mike Barber on bass. Clayton Campbell on fiddle. Jesse Brock on mandolin. And some harmony. Rob Ikes on resophonic guitar. And this is a great album. Just reading the notes, and they were raised in a family whose dad liked country music, and he had instruments lying around, and he wanted the boys to learn some instruments, and they took a few lessons in guitar and banjo from a local music teacher. Then they were given a tape of Flat and Scruggs live at Carnegie Hall, and that was their revelation into bluegrass music. That's interesting. That was my first album, and that was my revelation into bluegrass music too. And it's great. Come from the same background. They've done a lot with their gifts, with their songwriting and all that. We're going to hear a song from them called Making Good Time, which comes from that quote, you know, we're lost, yeah, but we're making great time. I've said that to my kids a few times before when we've been out driving. Here come the Gibson Brothers, Making Good Time.
Freedom we found, to nobody's roadmap we're bound. Our favorite radio sounds are playing. We don't know where we're going. We don't know where we're going. We don't know where we're going. But we sure are making good time. Is it really so bad if we're lost? Does it matter who measures the cost? How often do we come across such a bearing? We've wandered so far and so wide. No pressure on us to decide. It's a wonderful ride while we're getting our bearings. We don't know where we're going. We don't know where we're going. But we sure are making good time.
Sounds like us. Yeah, great song. I ought to learn it, really. That was the Gibson Brothers. We don't know where we're going, but we sure are making good time. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Back Porch Bluegrass comes from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand. And we are sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. And they're the big shop in Anglesey Street in Hamilton. You can get all your musical needs met there, from music to instruments to accessories, and good advice from all the salespeople, because they are all musicians. Shearer's have been around since the 1960s, started by Andy Shearer, who was a local and very well-known piano player, played in all the dance bands and things like that right through the 50s and 60s, started a music shop. It's now run by his son David, and they have a wonderful collection of instruments, Martin guitars, Deering banjos, and all sorts of other instruments from entry level to good playing level. Go and see Shearer's, and they can help sort you out. Thank you, Shearer's, for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Time we went back in history, I think, and heard some bluegrass from a good year, 1947. That was the year I was born. It was also a great year for bluegrass music. And here we've got Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys doing Shine, Hallelujah, Shine, written by Bill Monroe. And Bill Monroe's doing the tenor and the mandolin, Lester Flatt, lead vocal and guitar, Earl Scruggs singing baritone, Howard Watts is singing bass and playing the string bass. And in his gospel songs, certainly for the first couple of decades, Bill only ever used mandolin and guitar and sometimes a bass for accompaniment, never used banjo or the fiddles in his gospel music. But here we go in Shine, Hallelujah, Shine, Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys, 1947.
Deep in the morrow, sin was sinking, there was no one to guide my way. All my life I know I shattered, till I heard the Savior say, if you give a heed to the blessed promise and become a child of mine, when you enter the gates of heaven, you will shine, 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 shine.
Oh, I'm gonna shine,
I'm gonna shine
like a star in the moon,
in a bright morning.
Many miles,
many mansions will be mine, the love will be mine.
When I
enter
the gates of heaven,
oh, hallelujah,
I'm going to shine.
Hallelujah, I'm going to shine. Lord is now my refuge, day he leads me by the hand. He will be my stead, comfort, till I reach the glory land. So press along with the hopes eternal springing in this heart of mine. When I enter the gates of heaven, I will shine, 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 shine.
Oh, I'm gonna shine,
oh, I'm gonna shine
like a star in the morning,
in a bright morning.
Many mansions,
many mansions will be mine, the love will be mine.
When I
enter
the gates of heaven,
oh, hallelujah,
I'm gonna shine,
hallelujah, I'm gonna shine. Affection, often unsightly thing we hear, but we'd all be like our Savior when we reach a home up there. Yeah, I walk in his dear footsteps, no more like him all the time. When I enter the gates of heaven, I will shine, 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 shine.
Oh, I'm gonna shine,
oh, I'm gonna shine
like a star in the moon,
in a bright morning.
Many
mansions, many mansions will be mine, will ever be mine.
When I
enter
the gates of heaven,
oh, hallelujah,
I'm gonna shine.
Hallelujah, I'm gonna shine.
Well, they wrote the book for Bluegrass Gospel, didn't they? There's lots of times that you can hear a gospel song done and it's based exactly on that. I wonder if all the band learnt all the words or if they're reading them at the same time. There's so many words coming out there. Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys, Shine, Hallelujah, Shine. Let's hear from Matt Ledbetter now. His dad, Phil, died last year, sadly, but Matt's a great resonating guitar player, and his album is just called Matt Ledbetter, and I've picked a tune called Sassy Frass. Great name. and it's written by Buck White, it seems. Matt Ledbetter playing dobro, Alan Bivey on mandolin, Tim Stafford on guitar, Daniel Kimbrough on bass, Andy Leftwich on fiddle. He was on Beta Flex album too, Andy Leftwich playing fiddle. Here he is on Sassafras, Phil Ledbetter. And a few licks on the mandolin. That was Matt Ledbetter playing some dobro and having a real workout with some of his musician friends there. Sassafras. We're going to hear from Scott Brennan now. I don't really know Scott's general work, but listening to this album, which I borrowed from a friend of mine, he's just been singing bluegrass all his life, and he sings from an era where bluegrass music was sort of part of country music, and I just really enjoy his voice and his choice of songs, from Hank Williams through to Moore in Napier. Charlie Moore was one of his heroes, and he comes from West Virginia. Scott Brennan is born in Martinsburg, West Virginia, anyway. I don't know if he's still living there now, but this album was just made in the last few years, and he's got some wonderful backing on it. Michael Cleveland on fiddle, Lloyd Douglas on banjo, David McLaughlin on mandolin, and also some lead guitar now and then. Tracy Rauber on harmony when it's needed. Marshall Wilborn on bass. That's a great band. Tom Mind on mandolin on a couple of tracks and some harmony. And it was all recorded at David McLaughlin Studios. And I've picked out a Charlie Moore tune called Georgia Bound. And this is Scott Brannon. Scott's in his 50s, I'd say, maybe 60s. And just to give you an impression, and he sounds so relaxed and genuine in singing. I really enjoy his performance. Have a listen.
I'm Georgia bound, gotta find my baby. That gal of mine has left this town, 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 just losing her. Gonna drive me crazy, I'm on my way. I'm Georgia bound. Bring her back. I'm Georgia bound. I'm Georgia bound. Gotta find my baby. That gal of mine has left this town, 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 just losing her. Gonna drive me crazy. I'm on my way. I'm Georgia bound. I'm on my way, I'm Georgia bound, I'm on my way, I'm Georgia bound.
Wasn't that nice? He's just got a lovely style of singing, and this tune just really rolls along. We're going to hear from the Lonesome River Band again, and this time it's a tune called Harvest Time.
Cool and cloudy nights upon Bull Mountain, Alabama. I was stealing corn from Homer Lawson's field. The rattle of the corn stalks and the bark from Homer's hound dog made me hunt the ground and lie dead still. Flashing through my mind was Big Homer's reputation. A man who really didn't give a damn. They say he shot a Mountain Joe for just one ear corn now. And he laughed the day they laid him in the ground. But now I can hear the breaking of the sticks from someone's footsteps. But my shaky legs just can't get up and run. And as I lie there breathless, the next thing I expected was a blast of hail from Homer Lawson's gun. Mm-hmm.
the shadow of a lady.
It was Homer's lovely daughter, Julianne.
I smelled the perfume in her hair. She knelt down beside me.
She whispered, "Papa's running moonshine again."
I thank God for cloudy nights in Alabama's whiskey stills and harvest time in Homer Lawson's field. Yeah, I thank God for cloudy nights in Alabama's whiskey stills and harvest time in Homer Lawson's field.
Lonesome River Band and doing a good job on that song. We're going to hear from Seldom Seen. Every now and then I get a real surprise from Seldom Seen because some albums I know really well and some albums of theirs I'm not so familiar with. And I was just looking through my CD stacked up on the shelves and came across the Seldom Seen Like We Used To Be. And this came out in 1994 on Sugar Hill Records. And the lineup was John Duffy on vocals, mandolin, and John Starling on vocals and guitar, Mike Aldridge on vocals and dobro, and various versions of dobros like Weiss and Bourne's and steel guitar, T. Michael Coleman on vocals and the bass lines, fretless four-string, five-string basses, and Ben Eldridge on banjo. Great lineup, and there's some great songs on this, and I've picked one that I wasn't very familiar with, Almost Threw Your Love Away. Seldom Seen, Like We Used To Be.
Can't remember any day the sun was brighter, and to think it was so cloudy yesterday. To have you back again means more than anything. Lost all hope of ever holding you again. When those dreams we never shared drove you away. Now I only see those dreams as they were meant to be. Your love away. To hear your voice and touch you with my eyes makes me shiver in the warmest kind of way. I never tears fell on your smile, and to think I almost threw your love away. I lover in the warmest kind of way. I never knew how much I cared for you till tears fell on your smile. And to think I almost threw your love away. And to think I almost threw your love away.
Well, what's not to like about that? Mike Aldridge's Dobro playing absolutely superb, and of course John Starling and John Duffy had a wonderful blend with their voices there. Seldom seen, like we used to be. One of the lesser known albums, I guess. Well, it is to me, but sound great. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you the music that I love to listen to and love to share with my friends. And I hope you're enjoying. It's all music from my shelves. Sometimes I play from my CD collection like I'm doing today. And occasionally I get some of the old vinyl out, and my son Mike listened to one of my shows, and for Christmas he bought me a vinyl album cleaning set. He said you'd need it, and so next time you hear some vinyl, it'll be nice and clean, so you won't get rid of some of the clicks. I had a pretty bad quality record player in the old days until I replaced it with a flash one. Next week, I'm hoping that the show is going to be a gospel show. The gospel show from 1971, Bean Blossom Bluegrass Festival, that a few years ago I was given a copy of the tape made of the gospel show on Sunday morning at Bean Blossom. And Bill Monroe is the MC, and he's hosting all sorts of people there, like the Goins Brothers, Cliff Waldron and the New Shades of Grass, Country Gentlemen, who else? Hamilton County Bluegrass Band from New Zealand. And we were very excited to be in that company. Jim and Jesse. And who else is on the show, Paul? James Monroe, Doc Watson. I tell you, this is Bluegrass Music Live. I think there were a couple of microphones there. Bill did the introductions, and I've been working on the tape, sort of trying to equalize it all out so it'll sound good for radio. And that will be a real treat for you, just to hear some of these people and how they were in 1971. There's not many of us left, so it's worth listening to for that. So thanks for listening this week, but be there next week too, and I'll try and do the gospel show for you. If it's not next week, it'll be in the next few weeks. Coming up on the second weekend of February, we have the Kiwigrass Festival that is still on, as far as I know, held at the Pyrrhaw Racecourse Friday, Saturday, Sunday on the second weekend. I think that's 10th, 11th, 12th of February. And a great gathering of New Zealand bluegrass musicians, and Pippi Pickers will be there, Hamilton County will be there, there'll be lots of other people, and included will be Wires and Wood from Auckland, Brian Christensen, Dave Warren, Michael Young, Gary Trotman probably, and they'll be playing some music, and I'm going to play one of their tracks now from the Over the Moon album. It's a Tim O'Brien song called Nellie Kane, and I think this is Michael Young singing the lead line, and they do a good job on Nellie Kane. So put the Bluegrass Festival in your notebook, but go online if you can, join up with the web page, put your name down for the mailing list just so you get updates. We're getting a few music events in New Zealand that are being cancelled every now and then, so I'd want you to know about that at the first instance, and that contact directly with the web page is the best one. Here come Wires and Wood, Nellie Kane. Thank you.
I met my Nellie Kane. I met my Nellie Kane. She was living in a lonely cabin with a son by another man. 5 years she had waited for him as long as a woman can, as long as a woman can. Now
I don't know what changed my mind.
Till then I was
a rambling kind. This kind of love I can't explain.
That I had
for Nellie Kane.
To the land. In the afternoon we planted seeds. In the evenings we held hands. In the evenings we held hands. Her blue eyes taught me everything a man could want to know. It was then I realized I would never go. I would never go. Now
I don't know what changed my mind.
Till then I was
a rambling kind.
This kind of love.
This kind of love.
That I have
for Nellie Kane.
Gone by and the sun has grown up tall. I became a father to him. She became my all. She became my all. Now
I don't know what changed my mind.
Till then I
was a rambling kind. This kind of love I can't explain.
That I
have for Nellie Kane.
No,
I don't know. What changed my mind?
Till then I
was a rambling kind. This kind of love I can't explain.
That I have
for Nellie Kane.
That I have
for Nellie Kane.
That I have
for Nellie Kane.
Was Wires and Wood, and you can see them at the Kiwi Grass in February. Let's go with the Gibson Brothers again. Everywhere I Go.
Do you ever to know. It's just one more night without you everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, there is no rhyme or reason. I can't tell you why I write. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, may find fame and make a name, my best is left behind. Everywhere I go, and there's dancing and singing, laughter ringing as the red wine flows. Happy people all around me, but I've never felt so low. It's just one more night without you everywhere I go. It's just one more night without you everywhere I go.
It was the Gibson Brothers. Well, we're a little bit tighter on time than I thought we were going to be, so we might have another Scott Brennan one next week or the next show that I do. And we'll take it out with Bailiff Fleck and from his My Bluegrass Heart album. And this is a tune called Hug Point. Sierra Hull on mandolin, Andy Leftwich on fiddle, Mark Schatz on bass, and Molly Tuttle on guitar. Great combination. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I appreciate you all tuning in on radio or podcasts. And I'll be here next week. Hopefully we'll have that gospel show, and that lasts the whole program. So make sure you tune in quickly on that one. Here's me signing off, Paul Trenrith from Back Porch Bluegrass, and Bailiff Fleck and Hug Point.